Welcome to the Rebel Mama Health and Wellness Podcast. My name is Nicole, and this is my version of a front porch where we sip good coffee that probably has too much creamer and go deep on what it takes to be truly healthy and happy in this one life we have to live. Have you ever been on the never-ending quest for the perfect diet that promises to melt those pounds away for good? I totally get it. I've been there too. But then the Lord took me on a journey that taught me something. It's not about the food. We're going to learn to ditch the self-criticism and embrace the beautiful mess that is our journey. It's time to kick emotional eating to the curb and love the skin we're in. You can consider it life coaching with a side effect of weight loss. We're going to say goodbye to the diet roller coaster, starting again on Monday, and walking around full of guilt. Instead, we're going to build some awesome holistic health habits that will have you loving life like never before. And you'll probably drop some pounds too. If you're done with the diet drama, tired of sacrificing your favorite foods, and ready to rock this transformation without all the stress, let's do this. Hey everyone, welcome back to the podcast. I'm actually coming to you guys today from a tiny cabin in the middle of 10 acres, and it's amazing. It's sunny, and there's a little breeze, and I'm just surrounded by woods, and it's just the cutest little cabin, but I am here because I'm working on something super exciting, and my house is always loud and I'm getting interrupted. So I took this little getaway, but I am working on something that's going to be released in September, and I am super excited about it. If you struggle with your weight, if you struggle with diet mentality or trauma, or you're just sick of the constant on and off diets and you're just not sure where to turn, this is gonna be for you. So I am here this weekend to work on that and to get some things hammered out while I'm here by myself and it's quiet, which doesn't happen very often. So anyways, keep your eye out for that in September. And obviously I will be sharing some more about that between now and then, but I did want to mention that, get it on your radar and watch for that because it's gonna be super awesome and it's changing the way that we are doing weight loss. So more to come on that later. But today I want to talk about mommy guilt and how it relates to weight loss struggles. So many times I hear women say that they are struggling with weight loss because they can't seem to stop overeating when they're like in the car on their way home from work, or they can't give up their glass of wine at night, or when they get home, they're just ravenous and can't wait for dinner. Like they have to have a snack right now. And they feel that this pull of food or drink, usually alcohol, is what's keeping them from losing weight. And here's the thing. As women, we're taught from a young age that we need to be all things to all people. And I definitely tend to lean towards traditional gender roles. However, I am also not afraid at all to order dinner out or to have my kids fold some laundry or if I'm tired or in a busy season like I am right now. I'm spending a lot of time working in my business right now, which is a season. It doesn't last forever. But in these seasons that I'm super busy, I just have no problem delegating some of my duties to somebody else in the house or just being okay that they get left undone. For example, my floors desperately need to be swept and mopped. We have a little dog and he gets black hair everywhere. But right now with me being so busy, something has to give. And so if somebody else isn't going to do it, they're going to stay that way. And I'm okay with that. There's just little things like that, that, you know, you learn to just be okay with, or at least I do. That's my personality, that it is what it is. And if I'm tired and nobody else is going to do it, then it is what it is. And we have honestly eaten more like super easy, pop them in the air fryer dinners than I would like to admit. But again, that's the season that we're in. And the thing is that I think makes me different from a lot of women is that I don't feel guilty about it. I feel that the Lord has called me to do what I'm doing. And like I said, it's only for a season. But this is where so many women run into problems. They take on people pleasing and just refuse to give up control. And they find themselves turning to food or alcohol because they just have to have that control. You know, they have to make sure that the kids' stuff is ready for daycare. They have to make sure that everybody's homework is done. They have to make sure that dinner's on the table at a certain time. They have to make sure that everybody's clothes are clean. Like there's just so many things that they heap on themselves. And sometimes it's because they feel like they have to. Sometimes it really is them just not being willing to give up control. you know, in my opinion, when it comes to your kids, if they're not doing the things that they need to do, maybe they need to fail at that and feel the consequences, because we're raising adults. We're not raising children, we're raising adults. And so I was a big one when my kids were, we homeschool now, but when my kids were in public school, if they forgot something at home, they forgot it at home. And I'm sure some people were thinking that I was a mean parent because of that. However, my kids that are out of the house are very responsible and are productive adults. And I just think it's so important to remember that we're raising adults and that we don't have to be in control and do everything for our kids. I think that's such a big thing right now, is just doing every single thing for our kids, when in reality, nobody wants their kids to, you know, mess up or to fail or to do whatever. But sometimes that's important for their growth. And so I kind of got off on a little rabbit trail there, but I've kind of jokingly, you know, told people before that I'm a lazy mom. Like, if you want lunch, go make it. And if you don't like what I'm eating for dinner, make something different. Like, I'm not making anything different. I'm not a short order chef. I wouldn't take their things to school. Like, it was up to them to make sure that if they had papers that needed to be signed, that they needed to bring them to me. Like, I'm not going through folders. Like I said, we homeschool now, so that's all totally different. But I think it's such a problem, and I think it's taking a toll on our health. And the thing is that when this happens, we lose, or we think that we are losing willpower around like sugary foods or foods that maybe don't fit into the way that we want to eat. Like, they're not fitting into getting us closer to our goals or things like that. You know, we'll be like, the wine just calls to me like it's got a mouth. Like, I just can't not have it. And we swear that tomorrow will be different, and it never is. And it's because we're lying to ourselves. And the thing is, if you don't tell yourself the truth, you're never going to be able to break these habits that are keeping you from the life and from the health that you desire. And we need to find out why you're eating or drinking the wine or whatever you drink every evening. And many times it's just because you're absolutely exhausted from the day, but everyone still needs you to do all the things, or you still feel that you need to help everybody do all the things. Like, all of the things are piled on your plate, and you're not willing to delegate. So maybe the minute that you walk in the door, your four-year-old all of a sudden has to tell you every single thing that happened, and they just go on and on and on for 20 minutes, and it's, mommy, guess what? Mommy, guess what? And I think if you have kids, like, you all know sometimes that is just exhausting. Or maybe your dog pooped on the floor and you forgot to take meat out for dinner, and your husband's meeting you at the door wondering where his golf shirt is because he has to go golf in an hour. And yet you lie to yourself and tell yourself that you're starving and you need to eat. Or you use that food or drink to get quick relief from the stress of your day. Instead, like, what you're really doing is getting that quick hit of dopamine so that you can power on a life that you're lying to yourself about. And so we need to start telling ourselves the truth if we're ever going to kick these habits long term. And the truth is that it does not make you a bad mom if you need to sit in the car for 10 minutes, like, when you get home to decompress, just to catch your breath and get yourself back to a good place and just forget everything that happened at work or, you know, whatever you were out doing for the day. And if you know that your kid is going to get on your nerves, it doesn't make you a bad mom. Like, it's okay to admit that to yourself. Like, when I go in there, they're going to be crazy, and I need a minute to prepare myself and to switch off from being an employee or, you know, wherever you were at for the day, running errands or whatever. I need a minute to switch off from that before I go in and deal with the kids. That doesn't make you a bad mom. And sometimes we need to let ourselves believe that and let ourselves feel that, because there's so much pressure, and that's what we feel that's making us turn towards these things. And the thing is, at the end of the day, like, if you wait for 10 minutes before you go in the house, your kids will actually be better for it, because you're going to be giving them your best self instead of just giving them the frazzled, what's left over parts of you. Another truth is that you're not a bad wife if you forgot to do laundry, or if you just haven't had time to do the laundry. Maybe it's time to delegate and admit that you can't do it all. It doesn't make you any lesser of a wife, mom, person, woman, whatever, to ask for help. And that's another area that many women struggle in, is asking for help, because society kind of makes it look like we can do it all and have it all together and look good doing it. But maybe you need to call somebody in to help you clean or to help you run the kids around or whatever it is that you need help with. There is no shame in asking for help. And so we've got to stop taking on the opinions of others and making it truth in our minds. If you want to stop these destructive habits, you have to face what's causing the habits. So what are you going to do about it? I would say ask yourself a question. What do I need to do so that I'm not feeling stressed, overwhelmed, or out of control when the desire to eat or drink is so strong? And here's some things. Can I just sit in my car? Can I just order dinner in? Can I just have my husband or older child take on a couple additional chores? Can I just take a few more minutes in the shower just to decompress? What is it in your life that you can do to help you get out of that overwhelmed state that you're probably lying to yourself about, and that will help you manage your life without having to rely on the crutch of food or alcohol? Maybe this feels like you. Maybe it doesn't quite hit the nail on the head, but it can, you know, jog your memory and get you thinking of different ways that you're turning to food because you're not necessarily telling yourself the truth. There's so many things that we think make us a bad mom or a bad wife or, you know, that we've just failed in so many ways, when in reality, we just need to admit how we're feeling, and it's okay that we feel that way. We just need to admit that and then find ways that we can incorporate self-care, which is a whole nother podcast. Self-care is not selfish, and I'm not talking about manis and pedis. I can definitely address that in a different podcast, but what little tiny pieces of self-care can you add into your day? Just like I said, sitting in the car for a few minutes or going and locking yourself in a closet for 5 minutes while you just take a couple deep breaths, or, you know, just little things that you can do to kind of get back to center and to be able to deal with a busy life. If we start telling ourselves the truth of what we need and standing up for ourselves and being willing to take that, things will definitely start to change. And those things that you're using for a crutch are not as big of a problem. Like, you will see the desire for those things start to fade away when you're actually nourishing what your body and mind is asking for. So I hope this was helpful to you today. If it was, please like, share. Also, if you could leave a review, that would be amazing. It only takes a minute and it helps to, you know, get my podcast out there for other people. So I hope you guys are having a great day, and I will talk to you all again soon. Bye. If this episode challenged or blessed you in some way, I'd love it if you would share it, subscribe, and leave a review. It only takes a few minutes, and it helps to get my show out to others who may need it. You can connect with me on Facebook by joining my free group. Just go to Rebel Mama Health and Wellness or hit the link in the show notes below. I feel truly blessed to have you here today.